Yesterday in Kennebunkport, Maine, President Bush made his first comments on the bomb attack at the airport in Glasgow, Scotland. He spoke just prior to a scheduled two-day get-together with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The two leaders are meeting at the Bush family compound. More now from NPR's Don Gagne, who's there.
First, President Bush's statement on the bombing in Scotland. He and the First Lady stood waiting for the limousine carrying Vladimir Putin to arrive when a reporter shouted a question about the attack in Glasgow.
But it just goes to show the war against these extremists goes on. You never know where they may try to strike.
Security has been beefed up at U.S. airports, but the White House stresses it has no specific threats. The president added yesterday that he appreciated the strong response by new British Prime Minister Gordon Brown. Moments later, President Putin arrived and the Kennebunkport summit was underway. The two men immediately went for a short ride with the president's father in the elder Bush's blue and white speedboat. The meeting with Putin is being described by the White House as a chance for informal talks with no set agenda, and U.S. and Russian officials each stress that it is not expected to produce any major breakthroughs. Topics Mr. Bush and Putin are expected to cover include Putin's opposition to a proposed U.S. missile defense shield in Eastern Europe and ways to work more closely together to confront the nuclear threat posed by Iran. Back when these two leaders first met in 2001, they began what seemed an unlikely bond of friendship. But in recent years, the relationship has been marked more by tension. This summit seems designed mostly to provide a chance to tone down heated rhetoric from both sides, rhetoric that's been reminiscent of the Cold War era. Meanwhile, for the resort town of Kennebunkport, the summit has meant even larger than usual 4th of July week crowds. There are presidential delegations, hordes of media, and lots of protesters.
Impeach George W. Impeach those criminals today.
A group calling for President Bush's impeachment organized a rally that drew about 1,000 people to a Kennebunkport park. Most protested the Iraq War. A few highlighted Putin's crackdown on dissidents. In the crowd were husband and wife Bill and Beth Muldoon from Freeport, Maine.
We've lost 3,500 soldiers in Iraq. Bush knows that this is a failed effort. Bush is unwilling to admit that this is a failure, that his efforts have failed.
On the summit with Putin, Beth Muldoon said she doesn't expect much because of President Bush's low approval ratings and his lame duck status.
I mean, it's a very weak position that he's coming from meeting with Putin, and I don't see that there's going to be a lot of leverage that he has in telling Putin what he should be doing.
The protesters marched about 2 miles down Ocean Avenue to the security perimeter set up on the road leading to the Bush property. Along the way, they encountered a group of about 24 counter-protesters, supporters of the president.
USA! USA!
There was lots of shouting back and forth, but no conflict. 58-year-old Byron Grant said it's important to support the Iraq mission and the president. His take on the meeting with Putin?
And I think it's awesome. I'm glad he's here. I hope he goes out on a fishing trip with him and they get real and they get human and they realize that this world is at danger and we're all on the same side. And we really are.
The Kennebunkport summit will wrap up by midday today. The leaders are expected to issue statements in the noon hour. Again, nothing big is being promised. Don Gagne, NPR News in Kennebunkport.